When it comes to spotting lead poisoning, blood tests might not be enough. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports tests on children at an Indianapolis school show evidence of long-term damage from lead could be hiding in kids' bones.
Last month, kindergartners and first graders at the Genius School were tested for lead as part of a collaborative project between the Indianapolis NAACP, Purdue University, and the Marion County Public Health Department. While none of them had blood lead levels high enough to trigger the state to take action, they did have high levels in their bones. Purdue Assistant Professor Aaron Specht says lead only stays in the blood for a few weeks, but it can build up in the bones and remain there for years.
So 90% is in the bone and about 1% is in the blood. So when you do a blood test, you're not actually getting that total body dose of what someone's been impacted with.
The Indianapolis NAACP says the bone test results allow the Genius School to follow up with neurological testing and develop specialized lesson plans for kids affected by lead, helping them to succeed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.